This is Pani B. Wilson with the Shawn FM News for Thursday, February 29. The Government of Canada and the City of Whitehorse has announced the Housing Accelerator Fund agreement to help support the construction of more affordable houses. As the number of residents in the City of Whitehorse increases, so does the need for affordable housing. Brendan Henley, Member of Parliament for Yukon, while speaking to the press Wednesday morning, said this fund will help municipalities change how houses are being built in order to overcome the housing crisis faced in the territory's capital. According to Henley, the City of Whitehorse will receive $11 million to effect changes that will take away housing development barriers.
Specifically, it's about coming together faster as a society to build more homes more quickly here in Whitehorse. Whitehorse will receive almost $11 million in incentive payments through Canada's Housing Accelerator Fund to deliver significant, lasting changes to the way homes are built in our great city. Changes that will tear down the barriers and the stumbling blocks that slow housing down.
Through the Accelerator Fund, actions of eliminating barriers will be taken to help build over 190 new homes, which will boost the construction of more than 3,900 homes over the next decade and 650,000 new homes over the next 10 years, Hanley said.
New homes for neighbors who will frequent your business, new friends to play hockey with, to help shovel your driveway after a snowstorm, new citizens who will continue to contribute to this thriving city. This is what the Housing Accelerator Fund is supporting. Through the fund, federal and municipal governments are working together towards our shared goal to fast-track the permitting of at least 100,000 additional homes from coast to coast to coast over the next 3 years. Cities and regions across the country estimate this will help spur the construction of 650,000 new homes over the next 10 years. And so today we're announcing this exciting new plan for the City of Whitehorse. But we're also debuting a new and more profound partnership between these two orders of government, federal and municipal. It's a new way of working, and it comes at a time when we really need it, because business as usual will not solve the drastic challenges of housing that we face today.
The Accelerator Fund Action Plan will improve the permitting process and encourage the construction of medium-density and multifamily homes, such as townhouses and multiplexes. They will also develop a long-term climate change risk policy. The city will also incentivize developing homes and underutilized residential, commercial, and vacant lands. Laura Cabot, mayor for the City of Whitehorse, said it is exciting to hear that the federal government is interested in housing, as it is not typically what they get involved in. The Accelerated Fund is an exciting initiative which has not been seen before. It will help shape new housing development, create more affordable, diverse, and climate-resilient houses in the City of Whitehorse, she said.
I would say it's a crucial step in meeting the growing need for housing in Whitehorse. As we know, housing here in Whitehorse, we have a very high growth rate. It is a popular place to come, and it's difficult to keep up with housing. We're trying to create a place here as far as housing, which is more affordable, housing that is more available. But here's the other important part, housing that is climate resilient, and that's what we're going to do with this money. So it's more than just building homes as well. This fund will facilitate greater housing density, diversity, and affordability. And that's where many municipalities are moving towards: density, diversity, affordability. So you're going to see more opportunities for construction of medium density and multifamily homes throughout the city. We have some of that here already, but we need more of that.
According to Mayor Cabot, with the fund, vacant and underutilized lots in the city will be focused on by completing studies and researches in order to present bylaw for the consideration of council to create opportunities for the quick development of either commercial or multi-residential buildings. And that's the Shawn FM News for Thursday, February 29th. To read the stories from these and previous newscasts, visit our website shawnfm.com/news. If you have a news tip, you can reach the newsroom through our email news@shawnfm.com. For Shawn FM News, I am Pani B. Wilson.